BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
We were doing the Radio 1 breakfast show this morning, so here's your Scott Mills Daily Podcast. James Arthur came in for a chat, mostly about his new material, X Factor, and how he doesn't eat buckets of chicken anymore. We spoke to our couple, Lisa and Steve, who are doing a seven-day experiment just for us, moving out of the friend zone and into a proper relationship. We announced the first date of One Extra Live, and I've got a red face thanks to my weekend in Spain.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
And good morning, how are you? It's me for one day only. Grimmy, I think, was at Bestival. But then the last thing I heard that he told me last week that he was taking his mum and dad to see Elton John, but they didn't want to go anymore. So I don't even know whether he's just at home in bed and just now got the day off because he asked for it ages ago. It's that typical parent thing of like, oh no, I don't think the weather will be very nice, so let's just not go. Did you see the pictures of Elton John arriving in his helicopter?
No, I didn't. No, good.
Incredible. Wow, yes.
Why?
How many staff do you need just to get off an helicopter? It's brilliant. Right, so I was in Luton Airport this morning at 1:30. Had a little weekend break to Spain, thought I'd treat myself. It rained a lot.
So what's gone on here? You just wanted to cram everything in for this weekend? Like, literally every hour that you could?
I found a really cheap flight, so I thought I will go to Spain because it'll still be sunny there. It wasn't. All of Saturday, I was getting texts from people here going, oh, it's actually quite nice. Whilst I was sat under an umbrella trying to fend off a lot of rain.
I love it.
And mate, I actually was wearing, because, you know, like, you have to dress for summer, so I was wearing, like, espadrilles, absolutely soaked through. Like, I can't wear them anymore.
You've got a very red face today.
Yes, it was sunny on Sunday, so I made the most of it. It's really red. And then my flight was delayed, and then I had to come to Luton instead.
Are you going
to
be okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I've recently been guessing the bus.
Really?
It's my big thing. Because it's quite good.
What do you mean by that?
I'm not really taken buses before, but there's one near me, and I actually quite enjoy the journey. But you have to be... If you need to get that bus, what I've worked out is you need to be seen to be running by the driver in order for them to let you on.
It's true.
It's like, how much effort have you made? Because you really do want this bus. But if you don't arrive sweating and, like, huffing and puffing, they ain't letting you on. And they just close the doors and pretend you're not there.
And do you know what? If you make loads and loads of effort as well, even if it's started to leave, it might well stop for you as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But then you always get the ones... I've seen the ones that bang on the doors like that, yeah, a bit angrily. Like, they deserve to get on the bus. They ain't getting on.
Right.
They just drive off.
You'd be a fantastic bus driver.
Why?
I can just imagine it.
I've just noticed you have to be seen to be making an effort, and then they might let you on.
It's true.
Yeah. If you're not out of breath, like, you're not coming on. Also, Marie in Bradford is really feeling it this Monday morning. A lot of people will also be in exactly the same situation. First day back at school after 7 weeks off. Off.
And you announced that summer had ended a few days ago.
Yeah, sorry about that. It is different now. It just feels like it's nearly Christmas. Yes. When can I start playing Christmas songs? Right, we need to discuss this in a bit.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
I'm seeing all these pictures of Louis Tomlinson getting tackled in the newspapers today. So this is a charity football match at the weekend, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And there was quite a hard challenge and he just got flattened.
Have you seen the video of it yet?
I haven't seen the video, but he...
Look, I'll show you. It's on the screen.
Wow.
But basically, it's a player called Agbonlahor who's, you know, he's a pro. And he just goes in a little bit hard on Louis. And then Louis sort of... Here it is. Check this. And it's kind of hard because Louis has to then sort of stand up and try and pretend that it doesn't hurt. And sort of looks like a wounded deer.
Oh, bless. Like, he's limping away.
Mm.
And then a slight, I'm fine, but you've got that sick face going on of like, oh, I've gagged once.
Well, then that happened after, didn't it?
And then he just throws up.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
I felt sorry for
him. What looks like green slime.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the worst challenge in the world, but he's, you know.
Is that supposed to happen, though? Like, there's a man with big tackle and then you gag. Does that normally happen?
Well, not normally, no. No.
Right. So, but, I mean, is he all right?
He's, well, I guess so, yeah. But, I mean, all the One Direction fans have got very angry about this. They're very defensive.
But you're an expert in this. I mean, is it, does it normally happen where you gag on a tackle like that?
No.
Right.
I don't think so.
Okay. So, but he's fine, I guess.
Mm.
And I noticed all the 1D fans are just onto him, like, this poor guy. Can we all just leave off the bloke who tackled him?
Yeah.
He's, like, I mean, public enemy number one now. It's like, well, he's playing a game.
Well, that's exactly...
Leave him alone.
Exactly it. You'd make a fantastic pundit.
Thank you.
I think, Scott.
Leave Louis Tomlinson alone.
There we go.
And leave the guy that tackled him alone as well. Because, like, he didn't do it on purpose, did he?
Well, he did, yes. He tried to tackle him, didn't he?
Yeah, but he didn't know he was going to throw up.
No, he didn't.
Did he?
No.
So the silly 1D fans, leave him alone. Let's do the top 10. Ready?
Oh, right. Am I on?
You're on.
Amazing.
Good luck with this.
10.
Go.
Right, number 10, DJ Fresh, Diplo, Earthquake. Tune.
Don't pass comment.
9.
It's the charts. Rizzle Kicks, Lost Generation.
8.
Okay, number 8, down 1, it's Lady Gaga with Applause.
What do you think of this one?
Not
doesn't
as
matter.
Good.
It's what people are buying. Miley Cyrus, We Can't Stop, down 2. Obviously not as popular as it was.
6.
This is good because it's up 3. It's no. Drake.
Just say what it is.
Called Hold On, We're Going Home.
5.
Summertime Sadness, Lana Del Rey versus Cedric Gervais.
4.
Oh no, this is going to be hard. Down 1, Clan Carousel. It's called Sonnentans. Banger.
3.
No. Avicii, Wake Me Up. Down 1.
2.
And number 2, down 1, Ellie Goulding, Burn.
So this is the fastest selling single ever in Katy Perry's career. Well done, Katy Perry. Raw is number 1.
This is the UK's official number 1.
Watch the top 10 videos from 6 p.m. every Sunday, only on the Radio 1 website. Listen from 4, watch from 6.
I got the eye of the tiger, the fire, dancing through the fire, cause I am the champion, and you're gonna hear me roar.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Breaking showbiz news, I've got some.
Oh, wow.
Two hotties off the market.
Who?
Engaged, isn't it?
Who's engaged?
Mark Wright and Michelle Keegan.
Has that happened?
That's actually happened.
All right.
So how are we feeling about that, everyone?
Well,
I'm fine. I mean, I'll get used to it.
Yeah?
How are you feeling?
Well, it's one of those things, you know, when people on my Facebook get engaged and then I remove them.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know. It just suddenly it just feels weird having them on. It's like, don't really need you anymore. It's sort of go.
Well, that would suggest that you see them all as potential partners.
No, it isn't, though. It's just at that point you kind of think, look, you're going to live your own life now, aren't you?
Right.
There's a route that you're about to take.
Right.
You've chosen it.
Okay.
But with Mark Wright and... they haven't been together very long, have they?
No, but they seem really happy together.
Yeah.
They're a sweet couple. Right. An attractive couple, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think so. So, congratulations to Mark Wright and Michelle Keegan, now engaged. Neither of them available anymore.
Yeah.
Off the market.
Okay.
100% exclusive to each other.
Do you know what? People will genuinely be gutted about this, won't they?
Yeah, there'll be loads of people going, oh no, not Michelle.
It's always the way, like when Cheryl Cole or someone like that gets a boyfriend,
yeah.
Suddenly everyone's like...
Off the market?
Rubbish.
Yeah. But why though? Because, let's be honest, you're never going to have a chance with those
people.
Can't
say that though.
Well, you can though.
You can't.
You can though. It's not going to happen. Like, it happens
every... That's like saying that you've got to be in it to win it, Scott.
No, I don't agree.
More than anyone.
No.
You know, you need a ticket to be able to play the lottery.
No.
I mean, it's...
I'm a realist, okay? Like, when Beyonce got together with Jay-Z, a lot of people go, oh no, not Beyonce. Beyonce's not going to go out with you. It's not going to happen. Ever.
Do you think there is more chance of me winning the national lottery than there is me getting with Beyonce?
100% yes. Yes, I do.
Really?
Yeah. And the chances of the lottery, as we've discussed, I mean, they're not that big. They're quite slim.
Yeah.
But let's not go down that road again, because last time I got all tangled with it. And as a host of the lottery...
Didn't you say there's more chance of being hit by...
frozen ice on your head from a passing plane, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're saying that it's more likely that frozen wee will land on me than...
Than you getting with Michelle Keegan.
Or Beyonce.
Yes, absolutely yes, I am saying that. Without a shadow of a doubt.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
What?
Sorry. I don't think I've ever eaten a sausage sandwich so quickly.
Seriously, I saw you chowing down on that.
Oh,
like,
I regret that.
Have you? When was the last time you ate? Like 1982 or something?
Oh, that was... Anyway, just someone said James Arthur was here and I was forced to speed eat.
Never a good look when there's a pop star in the building when you've just got massive indigestion. Hi, James Arthur.
Hello there.
Good morning. How are you?
You all right? I'm all right.
Casually walks in. You all right?
Yeah. I just thought I'd come and join you.
Yeah, come on in. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. I actually thought of you yesterday when I was in an airport in Spain.
Really? Wow.
In the duty free. I saw these sweets and I thought I'll get them for James Arthur because he's in tomorrow. Now, what are they called?
Little Mix.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
But then I thought, well, they were on X Factor. And so were you. But then after, I realised they weren't on the same year as you, were they?
Right, no, they were the year before.
They won the year before, you won the year after. So I actually ate some, but there are some left if you want them.
What a great present.
What a nice guy.
They might just perk you up first
thing. Thank you very much.
A lot of sugar there.
Yeah, I might get into these. I'm on a bit of a diet, though, so...
Oh, are you? Actually, you're looking really good.
Thank you. I've started exercising.
Have you?
Yes.
Intensely.
I thought, because I got really fat after the X Factor, and I thought...
I love his honesty.
Yeah, so
what did you do? Just sit at home and just thought, oh, I've won the X Factor, I might as well just eat?
Well, I just had a KFC every day, so...
Wow. Living the dream!
Yeah,
because when you're a pop star, you can afford that every day.
Exactly, I could never afford that before, so as soon as I became a pop star, I thought...
Bring on the buckets.
Bring on the buckets every day.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
And then does someone ring you and go, hi, James, you're looking a bit fat, so can you just lose some weight?
My management didn't let me know I was getting fat, actually. I had to read it in the newspaper.
Oh.
They were like, James has put on some extra pounds, which I thought was very clever.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
That's a cheap shot.
They put the extra in there.
Yeah.
Someone get paid a lot of money to do that.
You're going to get that all the time now for your life, aren't you? If you have an X-ray, anything, it's always going to be on.
She had an X-ray yesterday. Who else was on last year's show? I've completely forgotten. I know this is bad because I know you won.
Jarmaine.
Yes, I remember Jarmaine.
Ella Henderson.
Yep.
Lucy Spraggan was on it.
Oh, I love Spraggan.
Spraggan. Union J.
Yeah. They won it as well.
They were on it.
See, there have been so many contestants now, though, that it's easy to get your years mixed up sometimes.
Of course, yeah. It's like, what is it, 10 years now, is it?
Yeah. Have you watched any of the new one?
I have, yeah. It's very entertaining.
Is it kind of weird, though, when you think, well, that was me a year ago, and almost like, why am I not there?
It's weird watching it, but it's quite good. It's like closure in a way, because, you know, you kind of become a viewer again, and you're not thinking about being involved in it and stuff like that. It's a different dynamic when you watch it.
Yeah, but how do you feel when you've seen Nicole Scherzinger commenting on other people and saying
so
that
she
likes them as well?
I even text her and say, would you please just cool it on the compliments, because I'm getting...
And what does she say back?
Jealous.
Doesn't reply?
Yeah, we're not friends anymore. No, we're good friends.
It's quite cool being able to text her, though, just on a level. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, yeah. We're friends. It's nice. I didn't think I'd be saying that.
Yeah, right.
She is a lovely person, though.
She's awesome, man. She's a very lovely person.
Now, without giving too much away, now that you've got some famouses in your phone book, do you save them as their actual name, or do you save them as, like, I don't know, maybe you call her Cuddles or something?
No, I save them as a normal name.
Yeah.
I have a lock on my phone, so people can't.
So no one's going to fight. Scherzinger is probably not even spelt right anyway, is it?
Yeah, no, I can't spell Scherzinger.
Your phone would turn it into a different thing, won't it?
Yeah.
Type that in, it's going to be...
Nicole, don't know, actually. Something beginning with S.
Well, yeah.
So she's just as Nicole, is she?
Nicole Scherzi, I think it is.
Oh, Scherzi?
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite cute.
Abbreviations.
Yeah. Are you pleased or annoyed that Sharon Osbourne wasn't on the panel last year?
What?
That's quite a difficult question for this time of the morning.
It's pretty random.
Only because, like, maybe things would have been different if she had been on.
Do you think?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I think Talisa did a pretty good job.
Mm. Do you like Sharon?
I love Sharon.
She's good TV, isn't she?
She's hilarious. And, yeah, her comments are always very interesting.
Yeah. But I think at this early stage, there are some very, very good people on.
There has been. My personal favourite's been the lady who was a prison officer.
Yes,
she was
Sam.
She blew me away.
It's one of those great ones, though, where you're like, oh, not expecting much. And then literally it just happens in front of your eyes. And you can see the judges going, wow.
I think there's a lot more to come from her as well. She's a bit of a rough diamond. Like, she's she's got a lot of ability.
So in the last year, apart from the bit where you got fat and then lost weight, what else have you been doing? Doing lots of gigs, I know.
Yes, I've been doing lots of gigs. And I've pretty much lived in studios, working with different producers every other day. It's just been music. That's coming out my ears.
Now, if you want to watch us, we're on the Radio 1 website now at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I was going to ask, where's that camera?
They're everywhere, James.
Are they?
You can't escape. Look,
it's right in front of your face,
oh,
mate.
Oh, sugar.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey! there's some over there. There's ones behind you. They're everywhere.
This is scary, man.
I know, it's all right. Now, when someone at Radio 1 described your new music to me last week as quite urban...
Right.
I was quite surprised.
I'm so street. I could be.
No, not because of that, just because I don't know why, but I kind of imagined you with guitars. I mean, I know there are some.
There is, yeah. I've recorded guitars on the album and on the first single. Would you mean you thought I was going to be like the stereotypical out with the acoustic guitar? And
maybe
singing?
A little bit.
Yeah, no, I kind of just, wanted to... write songs and not really think about how they came about or how I'd perform them. It's just there's a few with guitars and there's a few without.
And is this stuff that you had banked away before X Factor, or is this that you came up with?
Or two of them have been written for years, but a lot of the songs on the album were written in the period of time between the X Factor and now.
What they used to do is they used to rush an album out, didn't they, with X Factor winners?
Yeah.
But in recent years, which I think is good, they seem to wait a bit and give it. Well, yeah, it's a year, isn't it, before they release anything? Do you think that's better?
I don't know. I think it depends on the circumstances. For me, Impossible had a lot of momentum and it kept going, and it's still achieving success in Europe and stuff. So that's allowed me a little bit more time.
Mm.
It's afforded me a license to, really put a lot of effort into the album. And
is it weird though, waiting that long after being in the public eye on X Factor, and you're in people's lives and on their TV screens every Saturday night for 6 months?
Yeah.
And then it's like,
it's bizarre.
The single comes out, it's Christmas or whatever, and then it's just like,
it's absolutely bizarre. Yeah, because the contrast in lifestyles, it's like 1 minute everybody's going crazy and your life's just one big bubble, and then there's like a bit of a lull after the show.
Yeah.
And I mean, it has been weird. It's been like I've been in limbo, but I've been making music and stuff. And
what's it like being released back out into the real world after being in that?
It's strange. As you can tell, I seem a little bit out of my depth right now.
After that bubble of like the X Factor, it's just like, off you go.
Yeah, it's strange. It's like the quickest artist development ever, like the X Factor. And just like, go on, do your thing, see what you can do. But I'm kind of glad for that, because I think it's toughened me up pretty quick.
Has Simon Cowell had anything to do with this new stuff?
Simon Cowell's overlooked stuff, yeah. He's heard it and given his opinion on it, and he really likes it all, so it's cool.
Good stuff. Now, I saw Naughty Boy last week.
Yes.
And he was raving about you.
Oh, I love Naughty Boy.
And you've been working with him?
Yeah, he's become one of my best mates in music. He's an innovator. I love working with him. And obviously, we know what he's done with Emily Sande, and now what he's achieving with his own music. It's been an honour for me to work with him.
Now, the last twice that I've seen him, I hear about these great parties that he has, right?
Yeah.
And I think I'm that close to getting an invitation. But, I mean, I've got his number now.
You got his number?
Yeah.
Sorted that out.
He never answers his phone, though.
No, I'll just
It's kind of
him.
Weird saving Naughty Boy in your phone, well, isn't no, it, Scott?
What? I know, but it's just, like I say, like James has, I got a lock on it, but there it is.
It is actually
and
it
is in
Naughty
as Naughty Boy.
Yeah. Good.
Is he in the same as in your phone?
It's the same in my phone, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it does. I mean, to an outsider, that looks odd.
Yeah.
But we both know who it is. You know? Have you been to any of the parties? And can you get us in?
I don't dare go to any of the Naughty Boys parties.
That's what I'm saying. This sounds like no one will tell you what happens at a Naughty Boy party, but everyone says that they're the best.
Oh, yeah, I've heard they're the best.
But you've not been yet?
I'm too frightened.
I think I am a little bit, but you're kind of a bit curious as well, aren't you?
I'm a little bit curious. I'm trying to stay out of trouble, though, so...
Yeah, fair enough. What's the strangest place so far you've heard Impossible? Because I heard it in the loo in a service station on the M3 last week.
Wow, that is strange.
And I always think that must happen to the actual artist all the time. Like, let's say they're... Not you, but let's say they're in a strip club and their song comes on.
Mm.
It must be quite odd.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty odd. Impossible doesn't really work in a club, but I heard I heard it in a club.
You did?
Yeah, in Lebanon. Just weird.
Not a remix?
No, the actual thing came on. Like,
the single?
Because I was in the club, because I did X Factor Middle East.
Yeah.
And we were in this club, and all the dancers from the show, everyone was dancing and kicking off and stuff. And then the DJ decided to bring it right down and put Impossible on, which didn't really work. So, yeah, you just saw, like, these dancers kind of confused in the corner trying to throw some shapes.
I'd like it if you actually went up to the DJ and went, mate, this isn't working. Turn it off.
I felt like I just was kind of trying to hide.
Right, listen, we are going to play you a brand new single just after the news. How are you feeling?
I'm nervous.
Oh, yeah?
I'm nervous, yeah. I mean, this is my own song, so... It's different to Impossible, you know. I'm actually worried people are going to hate it.
Are you? We have a lot of artists obviously coming in, but even the biggest ones always say, like, when it's that first play and it's at 8 o'clock in the morning on Radio 1, they're always terrified.
Yeah.
So this is not new. It is the new James Arthur track, You're Nobody Until Somebody Loves You, and we're going to play it in about, people are like, when's it going to be on? It's on in 5 minutes, Scott Mills time, 10 minutes in real life.
The Scott Mills Daily.
He's not touching my sweets, Little Mix.
I'm not, I'm sticking.
He's on a diet.
To my diet.
He's got the willpower.
That's not strictly true, though.
Well, he had one. Let's give him a break.
He's ratted me out, I can't believe it. Live on air, yeah?
He's live on Radio 1.
The man shouldn't feel embarrassed about having a sweet. Don't make him think this showbiz world... Also, he's not allowed to have sweets.
Also, if James's dietitian is listening, it's the one with the less sugar. It's the melon one that he has. If you want to look up Little Mix sweets,
I'm still going
to
get lynched.
Well, don't join this showbizy. Scott's trying to get you part of.
Why do you keep pushing him to
be yourself? Have a KFC if you want it.
It doesn't work like that.
It
doesn't work like that. James, tell him.
It doesn't work.
How does it work, James?
It works like discipline, hard work, and then you.
You can't just go, okay, well, I'll have a bucket and start tomorrow.
Exactly.
That's what he used to do. Look, he got really fat.
No, he's a normal bloke. I'm telling you, if I put a bucket in front of you now, you'd have a nibble.
I just have to look at a bucket and I put weight on, so...
Yeah, see? He's got the willpower. So that's what you...
You be yourself, mate.
Pop stars.
Stick up for the... You know, you be yourself.
I'm myself.
He is himself.
You have
it's just a thinner version of it.
Yeah. It's a thinner version. Yeah. Just less fat.
I like you, James.
I like you too.
Right, we're going to play James's brand new single, You're Nobody Until Somebody Loves You.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
We're going to play your new song now.
Are you really?
Yes.
Cool.
It's happening. How are you feeling right now? Nervous? Scared? Excited?
Yeah, I just had a panic attack.
Did you?
No, not really.
I was going to say, it was a very good one, because it's internal. Styled it out massively.
It's internal. Sometimes it just happen. It's nerve-wracking, this, you know.
Is it?
It's the first time it's going to be played on radio, I think, isn't it?
Yep. Okay. So, James Arthur, I can't really help now, can I? Like,
no,
I'm just going to press play. There's nothing I can do.
No.
Like, I could tell you to do, like, breathing exercises or whatever, but it's probably just best to get out of the way.
Yeah, we should probably play it.
And then it'll be out there, and then it'll just be played all the time, and it'll become normal.
Then I can accept it
and
take it in.
So this is James Arthur, and the track is You're Nobody Till Somebody Loves You. Tell us about it, James.
Okay, so this is...
You're going to have to do this a lot. So.
Yeah.
Tell us about the song.
Well, the song... basically, it's nothing like anything else on the album. It's a bit of an event. It's meant to sort of reintroduce me and, you know, make you want to feel good and party. You're nobody till somebody loves you. You can take it anywhere you want. That somebody could be you, that, you know. Maybe you need to love yourself a little bit more. I don't know. But yeah, it's just meant to be uplifting and make you feel good.
Okay, let's play it.
Yeah,
ready?
Let's play it.
James Arthur on Radio 1. When I look back, we're falling out. I knew that it would break. You'd always give it, I'd take it all the way. Yeah, yeah. We've still got so much to learn. You're nobody till somebody loves you. It's hard times when nobody wants you. Fill up my cup, don't ever stop from it. Finish, James.
Wow. That was amazing.
It's such a tune.
It's epic. Thanks.
Thank you.
It's got such an epic sound about it.
Yeah.
We had that on loud in here. It sounds really good on the actual radio.
Mm.
Kai in Manchester, do you want to hear some comments or not?
Yeah, I'll hear some.
All right. Yeah. Kai in Manchester says, this is amazing. Instant love. Good to have you back, James.
Nice.
Number one written all over it. I love James Arthur, Nat in Cambridge.
Bless Nat.
Bless you, Nat. Bless Nick in Warrington. I love James, I love the song. Rachel in Chester likes it. Lindsay says it's a big tune. Someone else says it's epic. Love it, amazing. It's quite an instant song, I think.
I know, yeah, it's really nice. I appreciate that.
James Arthur, you're nobody till somebody loves you. Just got played for the first time on Radio 1. You feel relieved?
Yes. Yes, I do feel. I feel pretty shell shocked.
Yeah, it's quite weird. It's like, okay, my song's just been really.
It's getting a massive reaction though.
Yeah,
I mean, look, it's just incredible.
It's wild.
Really it's kicking
good.
Off.
Yeah, it's kicking off.
Now we were talking earlier about when someone famous gets a boyfriend. Like, you know, if Cheryl Cole gets a boyfriend, it's like, oh, she's off the market. Mm-hmm. And then my point was, well, you're not going to get to go out with them anyway, are you? Now, if you are a pop star, does that become more of an option? Let's say, like, if something awful happened, like a couple split up, like, I don't know, think of a couple, like, let's say Mark Wright and Michelle Keegan just got engaged today.
Okay.
Do you think, as a pop star, damn, Michelle Keegan's off the market? Does it still work like that, like it does for normal people?
No. You mean would I still feel
basically? Do you realise that you have a better chance than people like me with these kind of people?
You don't?
No, certainly not. No.
Oh, that's quite interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think celebrity females are probably more wary of other people that are in the public eye.
Do you think?
Yeah, maybe.
I thought all famous is just going out with each other. That's how it works.
Yeah, well, I thought that too, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Okay. No, I think most girls automatically think I'm a player. Cause,
do they?
Yeah.
And that's just not the case?
It's just not the case.
Why do they think you're a player? Because you're a pop star?
Yeah, instantly. Because that's why.
That's quite weird.
They think that because they think I can have whatever girl I want.
Oh, I see. Nah. And that's just not the case.
That's not the case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a message to girls. James Arthur is not a player.
I'm not a player, all right?
Okay, he's a nice guy.
I'm a really nice guy.
Yeah.
It's very picky.
Very picky,
very picky.
Is that fair to say?
It's all about the personality.
Yes. It's all about the personality. I've just seen a scary tattoo of someone that's got your face on their leg.
That's the lovely Inez from Germany.
Hi, Inez. From Germany?
From Germany, yeah. She has...
Now, is that your face on her thigh, James?
My face is on her thigh in the form of tattoo ink.
Now, before that, the strangest tattoo I'd ever seen is someone that had Harry Hill tattooed on their arm.
Right.
And that was in Brighton. TV's Harry Hill.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yeah.
It's like, why would you have that? But someone's got that on them for life now.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do that myself. I wouldn't advise anybody to tattoo my face on anybody.
Did you ever think you should be you'd be saying that?
First time you saw that, James, were you not a little bit freaked out?
Yes, I was a little bit freaked out. I was very flattered. If Inez is listening, I'm flattered by the leg tattoo. You might want to get that removed in a few years. I don't know.
It's going to be hard to get that removed because it's a massive, big tattoo of your face.
Well, judging the shelf life of X Factor winners, like she might be, she might be a little bit regretful.
Oh, don't say that. There's someone out there now listening with a Leon Jackson tattoo on their head.
I've got one on my back.
Of Leon. I've got Steve Brookstein on my bum.
I was looking at Steve Brookstein this. Was tweeting this morning.
He's a funny one.
He
isn't
likes
he?
To tweet, doesn't he?
That oh, he loves guy. To tweet.
He likes
to
tweet.
Yeah, he's pretty aggro about X Factor, isn't he?
Yes, I think that generally anything to do with X Factor now, if you wave it in front of Brookstein, Steen, whatever his name is, he gets really angry.
Yeah, he's not.
And very bitter.
Quite bitter, yeah.
Like, even, I really wish you the best for all this, right? But even if it doesn't, like, don't become him.
Oh, no.
Because he's an idiot.
Like, 2 years' time, no one wants to know me and I'm on Twitter dissing the X Factor.
Yeah, why would you do that?
That would just be lame.
Because you've had a brilliant time. You've had this brilliant platform to be able to release all this stuff and release the album that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
James, it's really nice to meet you. What a nice man. Thank you very much.
I
know, like, the whole thing of playing your first song is nerve-wracking, but it's done now.
It's done now. I feel like I can breathe again a little bit. Thank you for having me, guys.
No worries. And we'll see you very soon. Thank you, James.
Take care, guys.
Good to see you.
The Scott Mills Daily. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Right, last week on my normal show in the afternoon, I was talking about this thing that I was reading, and it was a couple that had known each other for ages who decided to suddenly start dating. They were both single, thought to each other, well, we're both nice people, let's just give it a go and see if it happens. The rules were they had to be exclusive and they had to date for 40 days and see each other every single day. And it seems to have worked for them. They were in New York, they started a blog, thousands of people looked at it online. So I was wondering if any of our listeners would ever do anything like that, or if they had. And off the back of that, one of our listeners said that she wanted to try it, this thing where you date a friend. And we asked if she was keen.
Yeah, why not? Give it a go.
Who with?
Oh, I don't want to say his name.
Okay, don't say his name, but what is he to you? Is he like a best mate?
He's my friend. He got on with my sister. And
okay,
then my
good.
Sister kept trying to set me up with him, and it never really happened. And now we're just friends.
Are you firmly in the friend zone?
We send each other pictures of cats.
Yeah.
Tell you what, you think about it tonight. If you want to pursue this idea, then get in touch and I will call him for you tomorrow.
She will never answer
the
phone
again. You don't have to. Just give it a think.
She won't answer the phone again.
I'll think about it.
Have a think.
All right, okay. Maybe I'll speak to you tomorrow then.
Yeah, okay.
I'm keeping your number. Remember, don't screen me.
All right.
So that was on Thursday's afternoon show. I wasn't expecting to have Lisa pick up the phone ever again. But she did, and she agreed to it. She wanted to date her friend and be in line with the rules of this, where they had to be exclusive. We decided a week rather than 40 days, because 40 days is a bit long.
Yeah, they had to see each other every day, change their relationship status.
Yeah.
And like, keep us updated.
Properly going out. And they've been mates for ages.
The thing is, she agreed to it then.
Yeah.
So then we had to get this fella involved.
Yeah. So Chris made the call to him to see what he thought.
Hello.
Hello, is that Steve?
It is.
Hi, Steve. My name's Chris, and I'm calling from the Scott Mills Show on Radio 1.
Hello.
You got a couple of minutes to talk?
Yep.
I want to ask you something. If you like the idea, then we can go with it. But if you don't, we can just forget this conversation ever happened, all right?
Okay.
Like, I'm happy to deny it, you can deny it, and we'll just pretend it never existed.
Right.
Sounds nervous, doesn't he? So then Chris gives Steve this hypothetical situation.
Okay, so let's say you know a nice girl, and you're both single.
Yeah.
But you're both firmly in the friend zone.
Okay.
Like, maybe you send pictures of cats to each other, that kind of thing.
That's one way.
Yeah. Well, then, I was thinking this. Maybe for 1 week, and I'm talking hypothetically, what if you agreed to date this girl?
Yeah.
So you'd be completely exclusive to each other, and you just have to give it a go and see if you can potentially move out of the friend zone and into a happy couple.
Right.
How would you feel about that?
Yeah, I'd give it a go.
Not initially convinced, but then he went on to say that actually he will give it a go. He's up for it. And now they are moving out of the friend zone. This happened on Friday. They moved out of it and they are now dating. They are now boyfriend and girlfriend and they're taking part in the experiment. But how did Lisa and Steve get on at their various dates over the weekend? Is it love or is it all going wrong already? I'll speak to them next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Lisa and Steve. Hi, Lisa.
Hiya.
So you are taking part in this experiment.
Yeah.
You have to see Steve every day for 7 days. You have to be exclusive to him. You have to say that you're in a relationship with him. He's your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And this is all thanks to you getting in touch with us at Radio 1 on Friday or Thursday.
Yeah.
And then
we
started it on Friday. And so you saw him Friday night?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
What was that like initially after us chatting about it? And then you've been friends with him for a while, hadn't you?
Yeah, it was a little bit weird because I didn't get to the pub till late because I went and saw my new baby cousin Parker and then went out for dinner. And then I got to the pub at like 10 o'clock. And I got there, and he didn't speak to me for about 5 minutes, and I was like, oh, God.
Oh, no.
It was because he didn't know I was there, and then when he did know I was there, he came over and gave me a massive hug, and there was, like, a couple of cheers, and I was like, oh, God.
People were cheering in the pub?
A couple of people did, yeah.
Awesome. Oh, wow, you're the talk of the town. I've been seeing all your tweets, Lisa.
Oh, yeah, I know. My Twitter's been going mad, and I'm definitely regretting my Twitter name now.
What is it?
Lady Gobgob.
Radio 1. And so, how was the date on Friday? That was in the pub, right?
Well, yeah, we just met up with some friends and then went to McDonald's after.
Oh, lush.
Great first date. That sounds like a dream.
Yeah. Was it just you two or was it a lot of other people as well?
There was about six of us, I think, six or seven of us.
Was it the drive through?
No, we didn't go to it. No, we went in it.
Oh. And so, was it a bit awkward at first on a Friday?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It was a little bit awkward at first, but then after about a minute, we went straight back to how we normally are, messing around and
brilliant,
bickering about cats and stuff.
Oh, that sounds good.
About the cats. Did you hold hands?
No, we didn't, actually. No.
Okay, disappointing. Take me forward to... Actually, let's speak to Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hello, Scott.
You all right?
Yeah, good, thank you.
So we've heard about Friday's date. Would you say that was an accurate description of events?
Yeah, pretty much.
And talk me through Saturday's date.
Okay, well, she was at the wedding all day with her sister.
Oh, it was a wedding, yes, I forgot you were going to a wedding together, weren't you? But then you went as boyfriend and girlfriend instead now.
Yeah.
Yes?
Me and my mate went in the evening, and it was good. It was weird because everyone knew that I was going to be there and they knew of me, but didn't know who I was or what I looked like or anything like that.
Celebrity,
so
isn't it?
Then everyone wanted to meet me, and it was weird in that respect.
This is amazing. If this works, you're going to be selling your story to a magazine, your marriage.
Yeah.
Count us in on the cuttings of that deal, if you would.
We'll do.
So did you dance at the wedding? How did things progress?
He won't do that.
Well, we had a dance. Had a few drinks and some laughs and that, and
none of that.
None of that, no.
What did you dance to?
I think it was Westlife.
Oh wow!
Oh, which one?
It was Flying Without Wings, I think.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, hang on, the music's changed.
So Saturday, did you feel that you were more of a couple on Saturday?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was more than just being friends on Saturday.
Right, in what way?
Just the way we were, really.
Right, yeah.
It was more together.
Hand-holding was on?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yes.
And then when we move forward in this story, do we go to Sunday?
Yeah.
It's all okay. Kind of a bit Craig David, isn't it?
No. So, Lisa, do you want to tell me about Sunday? Or maybe both tell me together. I'll ask you questions directed at each other. So, Lisa, what happened on Sunday? What date?
We went out quite late. We went out about 8 o'clock, went bowling with another couple.
Double date.
Yeah, and he didn't like it because I beat him on the first go. Oh. Didn't I, Steve?
She cheated.
She had the barriers up.
What? Oh, the barriers up.
Of course she did.
Yeah. Barriers up, Steve. Don't lie.
Oh, this is brilliant. They sound married already.
I can't believe you said that, Lisa.
It's the new Eamon and Ruth.
It is. Shut up, Ruth.
Ruth.
Okay, so that was a double date, though. You've not actually been on your own together yet, really, have you?
No, I think that's tonight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, what's happening tonight? Steve, over to you, because I know you're arranging it.
Yes, I can't. It's a surprise for her tonight. I'm arranging tonight's date.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Good lad.
And... is that going to be on?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely going to... definitely drinking bar, very expect somewhere.
Okay. Are you both going to get dressed up for this?
I'll dress casually smart, yeah.
Smart casual. Can't go wrong.
Trainers and shirt, that kind of thing. Mm.
And you can't give us any details of where it's going to be.
I can't now. She will know, won't she?
Lisa, how are you feeling? Excited?
A little bit scared. I hope it's not fishing or something.
Is it fishing, Steve?
No, I won't take a fishing tonight.
Have you been known to do fishing before?
Yeah, I do it a lot.
But you wouldn't put Lisa through that, would you?
She don't want to go fishing.
No, I don't think I would.
Ever?
Don't know. If she misbehaves, I might have to.
Ooh, how flirty.
Kind of odd. So how are we viewing this as a relationship then? You were just friends. Are you starting to feel... are things starting to feel a little bit different at all?
It's starting to
get
in now, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm excited for tonight's date because it's just you together on your own. Steve will be pouring the wine.
Lisa will no doubt be keeping us updated on Twitter.
Lisa will be updating us on everything that's happening on Twitter. And, yeah. Okay, well, we'll speak to you tomorrow. But tell me, it's going well, is it? You can be honest if it's not, because this is a seven-day experiment.
Yeah, be honest here.
Yeah, it is. So far, so good.
Okay, yeah. That's what Lisa thinks. Steve?
Yeah, no, it's so far, so good.
I'm going to take you back to...
it's different.
Well, you're, 3 days in now?
Remember, be honest with us. Yeah. The whole point of this experiment is that you both should be free to be honest with us. So even if things aren't going well, tell us, and then, you know, that's all part of the process here.
No, so far, it's been...
might be different tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. So you'll let us know on tomorrow on the afternoon show.
Okay.
Hey, Steve. If it is going to be like the Craig David song, you need to look forward to Wednesday in particular.
So. Yeah, boy. Looking for
that song. Oh, Saturday night.
Is this bringing it all back?
One thing. Did you paint a picture here, Lisa? Did you put your arms on his shoulders?
Yeah, I did,
Steve, did you put... Steve, did you put your arms around her waist?
I did, yeah.
This is just perfect, isn't it?
You swayed.
And you swayed to Westlife.
She can't dance.
Right, okay. See, they're doing that little playful thing of like, oh. Yeah. Okay, right. Weird. Well, Lisa and Steve, we'll speak to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck with tonight's date. And here's Sex by the 1975. So those were the best bits of Monday's show. We're back on at the normal time tomorrow, 1 till 4 in the afternoon on BBC Radio 1, including innuendo bingo and another Lisa and Steve relationship update. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.